You are listening to Benefit from the Bible. The Bible is God's word of truth to show us our need for Jesus, to save us through Jesus, and to show us how to live for Jesus. If you have questions or needs, please let us know.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today we are focusing on one of the most familiar parts of Scripture, focusing on Psalm 23. Let's keep in mind that God the Holy Spirit moved David, who did serve as a shepherd in his youth, to write down these very words of God our Father. Even though Psalm 23 is oftentimes chosen for a funeral, thinking about the end of life, Psalm 23 really focuses much more on life here and now as ones who have the Lord as their shepherd. Getting right into the psalm, we really come to what we might call a summary statement in verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So we might ask, who is the Lord? We confess in the Athanasian Creed that the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, and the Holy Spirit is Lord. Here in Psalm 23, we are focusing on the Son of God being Lord, even as we heard in John chapter 10 today, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. What about us? He being the shepherd, we are then like sheep. That's making a pretty negative statement because sheep are weak, sheep are helpless, sheep are foolish, and many other negative things. God wants us to be honest and realize those things are true about us. So then, thinking about that, God wants us to know that we desperately need Him as our good shepherd in order to provide for us, in order to lead us, in order to protect us, and even in order to heal our voice when we can't talk, or many other issues that we have in our lives. When we hear the term shepherd, normally we think about a man taking care of sheep. However, though, in the culture of the Old Testament scriptures, the term shepherd was also used to describe a king. So when you hear the word shepherd, I want you to think of the meaning of that word on three different levels. First of all, a normal shepherd is providing for and protecting his sheep. A king is providing for and protecting his subjects. And then with the Lord, he is providing for and protecting all who trust in him. So three different levels. Because the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. What does that mean? It means the Lord freely gives us everything that we need. So when we get things from Him, we're not getting them because we're good people, but we're getting them because He is the good shepherd. As we come to more of the psalm now going forward, I encourage you to think about the psalm a little bit like we think about a parable. So we say a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning or a physical story with a spiritual meaning. So as we think about the psalm in a real straightforward way, we can think about a shepherd caring for his sheep. But then on a much higher level, we are thinking about God, our shepherd, caring for us as sheep in all kinds of spiritual ways. So I'll try to bring out a number of those as we go through the rest of the psalm. Coming to verse 2, we focus on the topic of food and drink, both in a physical way and also in a spiritual way. The psalm says, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Since our shepherd loves us, his sheep, sometimes he has to make us lie down in order to eat. He also leads us beside waters that are still, not waters that are rushing. If we tried to lead sheep up to a stream where the waters were rushing past, the sheep would be afraid, they wouldn't go, they wouldn't drink. What am I trying to say here? I'm trying to say that because of God's love for us, He provides us with an abundance of what we need to drink and what we need to eat. He is our good shepherd. And then thinking spiritually, he provides for us spiritually in many ways. Let me give you some examples. First of all, as we remember the reality and say, I am baptized into Christ. That means so many important things. That is a great spiritual blessing for us. And then, as we daily read and think about God's holy word, that is our spiritual food, or as we weekly come and receive the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is also important spiritual food. Going to the third part, we come to the topics of encouragement and leadership. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So what about in this life? In this life, physically, emotionally, spiritually, sometimes we are attacked, sometimes we are injured, sometimes we are weakened, and there are forces even trying to kill us. So what does God do? Because of his true love for us as our shepherd, he restores us. Not because we deserve it, but he does it because he loves us. And how does he restore us? He forgives us where we have fallen into sin. He strengthens us where we are weak, and he heals us where we are injured. And then what does he do after that? He leads us down right paths, and he does that for our good and also for his glory. In part four, we come to the topics of peace and protection. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Sometimes when we are in physical danger, we might get to thinking, I'm afraid because I think they want to hurt me, or I think they want to murder me. Other times in spiritual danger, we might think, oh, those forces of evil, they're trying to rip me away from my shepherd, from my Lord Jesus Christ. So we can be fearful in both cases, both physically and spiritually. What does our shepherd do? He wants us to think about him being with us and carrying his staff. So he has his rod there to protect us from the enemies, and he has a staff there to help us when we fall into a situation that we cannot get out of, and we need him to reach out to us and restore us. Think about the passage in Isaiah 41:10, very much tying in with this idea of our shepherd. The Lord said, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, surely I will help you, surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Those are wonderful, powerful promises from God that cannot fail. He wants us to know them and rejoice in them. Coming to part five, we come to the topics of safety and assurance. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. As ones who follow the Good Shepherd, you would think that his goodness would move him to then immediately take us out of the world. But he doesn't, though. He leaves us in this sinful world in the midst of our enemies. Why does he do that? He does it for a purpose. He leaves us here in the midst of our enemies that we would be salt and light, that we would preserve the world from becoming totally evil, and that in the midst of the spiritual darkness, we would shine the light of Jesus Christ. Though it's not easy to be in the midst of our enemies, God has a purpose. Also, our shepherd is present with us in the midst of our enemies. He is there to assure us that through him we are forgiven, and knowing of that forgiveness, that should cause us to overflow with joy. In the final part, it's again somewhat of a summary statement as we think about what he's doing now and what he will do forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Because the Lord is our shepherd, we are constantly benefiting from his goodness and from his mercy. What does that mean? First of all, since our shepherd hung in our place and received God's wrath in our place, we, even though we deserve God's wrath, we are shielded from his wrath and we are delivered from his wrath because of the finished work of the good shepherd. And then thinking about his goodness. Since we have all sinned, we deserve nothing good. But the amazing thing is, we have so much that is good. Why? Our shepherd freely gives it to us. But let's understand why, though. He doesn't give it to us because we are good. He gives all the goodness because of the perfect goodness, the perfect love of God our Father, and also of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many of you know the 23rd Psalm by memory. I encourage you to review it on a regular basis, to remember it has both an earthly level and a spiritual level. And as you review it, think about those amazing things, see the true love that God has for us, and take comfort in the psalm and rejoice that God has taken action to make us his sheep in Jesus Christ, our good shepherd. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, many times in life we can be so foolish and so helpless, just like sheep. So receive our hearty thanks for your true love, for your Son, our shepherd, for your great goodness to us now, and for your rock-solid promises of eternal blessing forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Questions? Needs? Contact us through our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. This is our regular schedule: Sundays, service at 8, classes at 9:30, service at 10:45, Mondays, service at 7 p.m. Now, may the Lord of peace continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all.